In its release, the Annapolis group claims that the majority of 80 college presidents were for dropping out of the high-profile evaluation and for participating in an alternate web-based ranking system that's being developed. The statement goes on to say that the Annapolis group had not taken a formal vote and that every college will make its own individual decision in regards to the report. Rick Peterson is manager of the campus news service for Lawrence University of Appleton, which is part of the Annapolis group.
Lawrence, at the time being, is still participating in that survey, so we are not among that group of schools that are distancing themselves from the U.S. News & World Report.
Lawrence University ranked 53rd in the magazine's top 100 liberal arts colleges of 2007, tying with Reed College of Oregon. The other Wisconsin school with the Annapolis group, Ripon College, will also continue submitting data to U.S. News & World Reports. Cody Pinkston is its director of media and public relations.
The consensus has been that it is better for us to be present on the list rather than be conspicuously absent, even if our ranking isn't what we might like it to be.
Ripon College places in the third tier of the most recent U.S. News & World Reports college rankings, meaning it's between 111th and 157th among the participants. New data is expected out by August. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.